Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brett Eldridge on K-Froggy spent some quality time with his fur baby over Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar had some really cute pictures of those two out and about. It's one of the great things about your relationship with your pet. It's completely honest. You can't lie to them. Because they know. They'll sniff out the truth. Literally, they will sniff out the truth. As opposed to the relationship you have with your own child, your flesh and blood kid, you can lie to them and lie to them and lie to them.
Usually they don't find out till they're older, if they do find out. There was actually a sports commentator who went to his Twitter recently and was talking about how he just learned that 9 out of 10 parents admit that they lie to their kids just because it makes parenting easier. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easier just to lie than to tell them the truth about why you're doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so then he had his Twitter followers weigh in on lies that they have told their kids.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, here's one that said that my mom used to take us to the pet store on rainy days and she would tell us that it was the zoo. Mom got creative.
Uh-huh.
My parents always told me that Doritos were for adults only. I found out the truth when I was 12 years old.
I wish you would have thought of that.
That's a good one. I once asked my dad, we were out in an amusement park, if I could have a balloon, and he told me, no, they're not for sale. It's an art installation. Parents are creative. My go-to, if Carter wants something and I'm just not in the mood for it, I'm like, oh, they're closed. They're closed.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. Yeah. When they open, I was like, we'll see. But right now they're closed. We can't do that.
That is a good one. Yeah, I use that about a million times.
Yeah.
Once they get to be teenagers, though, they
figure it out.
Yeah. All right. If you're honest about your parenting skills, you have told a few lies to your kid. And again, a lot of it's for convenience sake. It just makes things easier. So you don't mean any harm by it, but you've probably told a lie or two in your parenting role.
And we want to hear about those lies. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Call or text that number, 888-431-3764. Tell us about the lies you told your kids, or better yet, kids, you can weigh in on the things you found out that your parents were lying to you about.
Oh, yeah. That too. And Kelly's looking for pointers.
Yeah.
Her little guy's only three. He'll still believe all kinds of stuff. There are lies that parents tell their kids. What were yours?
Okay, here's some text messages. I told my son that the ice cream man only plays music when he's sold out for the day. And he plays the music because he's happy to be going home.
Another text says, when my son wanted a McFlurry, I would tell him the machine was broke. It's true most of the time.
That's true.
How about you? Lies that your parents told you in your particular case.
When I was a kid, actually, I have two sisters, and our parents used to tell us that sauerkraut would make your hair grow long.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we would eat up sauerkraut hoping for hair down to our butts, and then found out later it was not true.
That's just mean. That's like punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're dreaming of mermaid-length hair and then you know it's never going to happen, it's very disappointing as a child.
How do you take your hot dogs now when you order them?
I actually like it with mustard and relish, but I will eat, like, sausages, like, pulled kielbasa with sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut.
Still have a little bit on the side. Okay. Mom and Dad won.
Yeah.
Why was eating your sauerkraut so important?
I don't know. It's mom and dad it was, though.
Broccoli or peas, maybe I could see, but sauerkraut?
And the ice cream man seems to be the big lie everybody's talking about. Here's another one said, I had my daughter convinced that the ice cream truck was just a music truck until she was almost five. Then her uncle came over and he ruined it because he told her the truth and bought her an ice cream. So I had to pretend like it was a surprise to me, too.
Really?
Wow, I never knew that.
Another text says, my mom used to make us use the bathroom before we left by telling us there were no bathrooms where we were going. Well, that would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a creative parent? Are you? Or did you find out your parents were creative?
You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Lies my parents told me.
Are you lying to your kids, or when you were little, were your parents lying to you?
Well, my parents, actually my mother lied to me. When I was younger, it wasn't a law that you had to wear your seatbelt. So when the windows were down, I would stick my head out the window, and my mom would tell me all the time, you know, don't do that. And so I kept doing it, and she told me one time the story that there was this little girl that stuck her head out the window, and a big truck came by and knocked her head off.
Ah. Oh, gosh!
And you know, thinking back, wow, that was scary.
Yeah.
I was little. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow.
Nothing like a few nightmares to get the kids to straighten up.
But you know what? She stopped.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a text message. Says, my kids were always around and my husband and I never got alone time. Well, when my kids were bad, we would ground them and I'd tell them, I'll be to your room in a minute so that we would get just a little bit of time together. Mm-hmm. Then we figured out, no, we'll just go ground daddy. So I tell my kids, I need to go talk to daddy. So leave us alone. I need to explain to him why he's being bad.
And that's why you had a baby brother.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, my mom used to tell us that she could take a special freeway on the way home if we fell asleep. It would get us home quicker, but only if we were sleeping. That's brilliant.
That's a great idea.
Really good one. I would recommend, don't get on that sleeping freeway this morning. We need you wide awake at 7-Eleven at Cape Fron.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.